I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's current financial crisis is being compared to the civil war that ravaged the country from 1975 to 1990. Nearly half of all people in Lebanon now live below the poverty line. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International compares the crisis to a crumbling building. Every time a floor collapses, people think the crisis has gotten as bad as it can get, but it always gets worse. As people sink below the poverty line itself sinks lower and lower. Currency has lost almost two-thirds of its value. Hosni paints a picture of what things look like on the ground in Lebanon.
The cost of food has gone up so much. People who were middle class cannot afford to buy meat or cheese at this time. A lot of the stores have certain products are not available, and so things are descending into chaos.
And last week, John Steingard, the lead singer for the popular Christian band Hawk Nelson, announced on Instagram that he no longer believes in God. Steingard joins a growing list of popular ex-Christians with deconversion stories. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says declarations like Steingard's are all missing one thing, Jesus.
Let's keep in mind, Jesus never said, follow my followers. He never said, follow my musicians. He never said, follow my preachers. He said, follow me. The only reason to be a part of this whole Christian thing or to leave it is if you've got a problem with Jesus.
Hutchcraft encourages believers wrestling with doubts to be open and take their struggles to Christ. There's more to this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.